afternoon. I'm John Hall with Stephanie Ferschetti. It is great to be with you on this Monday afternoon. You know, the adage that's been floated around the last couple of years is that it takes a village to raise some children. However, that's not the case here with our first guest. We're so happy to have in the studio with us and right now is Paul Bucknell with his wife Linda and their own village of children. they range in age from 6 to 29 years. We have 6 of the 8 kids with us, and Paul's written a terrific book called Principles and Practices of Biblical Parenting, Raising Godly Children. Paul, welcome to Word FM.
Thank you so much, John.
It's our great pleasure. Paul, obviously, you speak from experience, having a brood of 8 children. Talk to us about putting this together. I mean, was this initially, as a writer of Godly Principles for Families, was it trial and error, or how did it all come to pass?
Trial and error. Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. Probably the first 4 years was mostly trial and a lot of error. And after that, we really started learning that God's Word actually said some real practical things to help us in our parenting.
It's funny how that works, huh?
Yeah, it's funny. Unfortunately, it was kind of late. You know, we wish it began in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. Well, better late than never.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm curious if you came from a big family yourself.
Well, yes, actually, we both did.
Yes?
I had 4 brothers and sisters.
Okay.
And my wife, 5.
Okay.
5 brothers and sisters. So this big family, a lot of kids, nothing new to you.
No.
Did you always aspire to, I mean, you have 8 children now. Was that the plan from the beginning, just as,
yeah, I'm
you
curious
know, eight,
about that, too.
2?
Yeah. Well, my plan was, I think, 12, actually.
Really? God bless your wife. Linda, strong woman.
Yeah. So talk to us about the book. It's interesting that you're local. You've got this great piece of literature. We've talked to a lot of people who have written books about raising children, from John Rosemond, who's got a great national reputation, to Dr. Dobson, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Your take on this, the cornerstone of raising godly children is what?
I think the cornerstone is first the focus, the belief that God really has a plan. God really has a way of enabling you to carry out that plan. He cares and he's there giving you the principles and helping you work through the practice. Once you have that in line, you know, then you can go to the scriptures and he begins to teach you in marvelous and wonderful ways.
You know, we see a lot of children, whether we're out shopping or just walking through a park, and we see some that are very well behaved, and then we see some that are kind of really leading their parents around by their nose. You know, we see some that are a little more meek, and then some that are very, very boisterous. And sometimes we think, is that the child? Is that the makeup of the child? Is that the parenting? Is it, because sometimes you'll see a parent, you know, a set of parents, and they'll have 2 children that'll be completely different. One will be, you know, completely in line, and the other one's kind of bouncing off the walls. What has been your experience with the kids?
I think each child, and we know that, you know, each child is different, unique, and special. And when we realize that, you know, some tend to be a little stronger, some more meek, if you might want to say it that way. But I think certainly that the shaping comes from the parenting, and there's no doubt about that. There's a great impact parents can have on children, and I don't think we realize it. I find that a lot of parents, you know, see their child doing something, and they are struggling so much because they inside there's a turmoil, but they don't know what to do. If they just could apply a few principles, they could see we could do this, and you could actually shape that child to respond in a way that's more accepted and proper.
You know, we see these TV shows, the nanny, the super nanny shows, and you have to laugh about those shows because, you know, I'm sure it's for effect, but the children that they tend to show, and the parents, by comparison, the parents generally tend to be very weak-willed, and I would say, for lack of a better word, clueless.
I think that's a perfect word, John.
And the children tend to rule the roost. But, you know, I think we all know that children love to have structure, a schedule, and guidelines. Don't say anything.
We'll put you in the naughty seat.
Is that true?
I think so. I think that they're secure. They know they're loved. They know they're being cared for. If they don't have that kind of structure, we use the word routine.
Yes.
And each routine has a lot of components in it to kind of make that up. When the child knows the routine, so the child's not struggling with the parent about every little thing to do. once they step into the routine, it's bedtime routine, mm-hmm. they just, it's a process.
Here
they
we
learn
go.
That. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's not something done every night. Oh, another 10 minutes, it's
right.
that big struggle.
Right, they know this is how it goes, and we might as well do this the easy way, or it's just going to be hard, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or, it's not going to be as pleasant. I'm curious what a day is like in the Bucknell family household. What time do we awake? And tell me about some of the teamwork that goes on there.
Well, that's interesting. We have a schedule, I think, in the book. Then there's a difference, of course, when we homeschool.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I'm up usually the earliest. I my wife, soon afterwards, we're praying. We're preparing for the day. But in a serious way, we're really seeking God's strength for
yes.
our life, the quiet time. And that's really, we need that quiet time. And then the children at different times, they get up. At a certain point, maybe 7, they're up. 7:30, we have a devotion time. We all pray, sing a song. Then we... they eat, then there's school at a certain time, and we carry on. In the evening, there is that, again, we have our meals, then we have devotion time before they go to bed. It's a group devotion time where mm-hmm. we're sharing, singing, memorizing songs, and discussing scripture. And then the bedtime routines start at different hours, of course, and moments, depending on their age.
I see.
Hmm.
Talk to us about your views on children and media. Certainly, wherever you go today, you see kids that are held captive by, the portable Game Boys, or mm-hmm. whether they're at home playing video games, or whether they're chained to their computers. A lot of families we know have allowed children to have televisions in their bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Give us some wisdom about how you choose to do that.
I think our children are a little wondering or asking behind the scenes, is Daddy going to get one of those adapters for our television set? We get 3 channels on our television. We more often though allow them to watch a video, maybe about an hour a day, I think, it's about 6 days a week, and each is limited to about a half hour on the computer unless there's a special situation. The older one we allow to IM a
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. See, I don't even know how to IM. That's instant messaging, right?
That instant messaging. Excuse me, yes.
No, it's funny because...
It's talking to friends. Used to be the telephone, right?
I am, right.
Okay.
Curious as to music in your household, because music, we find, has such an amazing influence on the culture. And what kind of music genre do you allow to infiltrate your family?
Actually, I don't think we think too much of it. We sing, we have our devotions. My wife listens to Christian music. I think sometimes they listen to a little music,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's not much.
It's not an issue, so you don't have to. Now, here's something that I wonder about, because being homeschooled and obviously a tight-knit family, and you have your time together, and in the afternoons, after dinner, and then it seems like the day goes by and it's time for bed. What about outside influences, children in the neighborhood, or mm-hmm. maybe from the church? How does that work out?
Yes, we go to a church, and they have their youth group for the older ones, and of course the Sunday school in the morning, and so that's fairly understood.
Sure.
They have their friends in their neighborhood, and they choose friends, and usually their friends they choose are the friends we would choose for
yeah.
them. And so, again, that's not a strain there. So there's not that big pressure you might have in school where they're finding friends outside, distractions that they might have. But, mm-hmm. Again, there's still some of that tension. It's getting closer to summertime. It's staying light later. What time do they come back?
Sure.
They want to be out with their friends, taking the dog for a walk, meeting with their friends. They come back a few minutes late, so what are we going to do? There's still those issues.
Yeah.
If you've just joined us, we're speaking with Paul Bucknell about principles and practices of biblical parenting, Raising Godly Children, this book that Paul has written. His wife Linda's in studio with us, along with 6 of their 8 children, who range in age from 6 to 29 years of age. It's interesting to see all your children here together. Talk about your struggle as a wage earner. How does that work? I mean, we know that families, it's a difficult thing
sure.
for a family of 4 to be able to do this. Certainly you have to be very careful about your budget. This is no small matter, is it?
Well, there's one principle, I should say 2, that we live under very firmly. 1 is that we live within our means.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we don't use the credit card beyond what we can pay,
yeah.
so we
mm-hmm.
always pay. Second of all, it's to be content with what we have.
There you go.
We are a faith ministry. I not only write this book, but I mean, I have a whole website and Biblical Foundations for Freedom that is a faith ministry. We never know how much is coming in. You know, we've been doing this for 8 years. And so we just live however God provides. Mm-hmm.
I should say, it really is an excellent website. You sent me the book, and I thought it was well done. But really, when I went to your website, I thought, oh, this is really well worth exploring.
Yeah.
So really, we're going to post the website
sure.
on our website as well.
We do have the information for the book up there now, but we'll make sure we put the website up as well. You know, in the back of your book, you have a parenting flow chart.
Yes.
And it's very interesting. And you talk about, you know, God, Christ, and then kind of flowing through grace and truth. And where you get down to the parents portion, you talk about parents communication. Why don't you share with us a little bit about parental communication as biblically instructed?
That'd be great. There's two elements we have to remember. There's that truth coming down and the love coming down from God, seen in Christ. And that love, that way we care, the way we instruct our children, a motive is not just getting them to conform so we can watch our TV show. The motive is that we want, through our own instruction, to have them feel and understand God's love and be able to live it out in the way they relate to others. So if I happen to get upset or something and wrongly communicate, I have to go back and apologize. I have to humble myself and, you know, apologize. We use the word confess my sin, mm-hmm. and ask for their forgiveness so we can restore that relationship. The modeling is key and important, and they understand it, and we expect them to also exercise that with their other brothers and sisters.
Yeah. I see. Well done.
And with so many children in the family, which is, no, it's a beautiful thing, but it gives opportunity where you see a lot of smaller families and lots of opportunities for loving and forgiveness and grace.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it's beautiful. And, you know, John, you wouldn't know that there were six kids here in the studio, ages 6 to 16, just so well behaved and really a good looking bunch, too.
Yeah, it's very quiet over on the other side of the room. I got to tell you, you know, I'm one of seven kids,
great.
So I fully appreciate and understand exactly where you're coming from this, so it's near and dear to my heart to know that you're on the same journey. So
yeah.
We really appreciate this. Principles and Practices of Biblical Parenting, Raising Godly Children, Paul and Linda Bucknell, Happy Parents of Eight Children.
Yeah.
Paul, Linda, thanks
yes.
so much.
Yeah. Can I ask one more question before we have to go to a break? I know it's time to break, but Paul, I would just like to know from you, what has been the most rewarding thing in your life associated with being a father?
Oh, there's a lot of them, and I guess my joy is to see when my own children get up and have their own times with God, and on their own, you know, reading the Word, praying, and just seeing that love for God to develop.
And you think, I did something right.
Well, that's right.
Good. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. And thanks, guys. Mm-hmm. You want to say a big collective hi? 1, 2, 3. Hi! There they are.
The living proof that they're there. For more information, look online at our bookshelf at wordfm.com under the John and Stephanie link.
101.5 WORD. 2 hours is a long time to be sitting. John and Stephanie are stretching their legs. While they do, check this out.